There's a spirit in our land raising up the kind of man with a burning in his heart to be free. Like the preacher men of old, he can't be bought, he can't be sold. What did they preach? They preached liberty to a people who loved their liberty. Liberty to exercise all their God-given rights granted them at the time of their birth. The right to speak, bear arms and pray, worship God and land and say, from bad law we will keep our people free. Jury will guard our liberty. They call the king into accounting for his disregard of law, told their people not to yield before his threats. For God established rulers to protect the rights of man and ordained government to fit into his plan to maintain his people's liberty. Liberty to exercise all their God-given rights granted them at the time of their birth. The right to speak, bear arms and pray, worship God and land and say, from bad law we will keep our people free. Through the jury we'll guard our liberty. Such preacher men today to show our people the way to redeem their lost liberty. The bars of hell cannot prevail against one man who'll take a stand from the pulpit, expose tyranny, and teach his people liberty. Liberty to exercise all their God-given rights granted them time of their birth. The right to speak, bear arms and pray, worship God on land and say, from bad law we will keep our people free. Through the jury we'll guard our liberty. Liberty to exercise all their God-given rights granted them at the time of their birth. The right to speak, bear arms and pray, God on land and say, this jury says not guilty, we choose to acquit. The state was wrong to charge him. This law is not fit for a people who love their liberty. For a people who will die for liberty.
And good morning and welcome to La Porte Church of Christ. This January 4th, 2026, we welcome you folks out there. We thank you for being here this morning. It is the first Sunday of 2026. That's hard to believe. I really don't know where 2025 went. It just seemed like it flew by. But I hope and pray that everybody out there had a good Christmas and a Happy New Year. You know, I really think that there's going to be some exciting things that are going to happen in 2026. And, you know, we were talking about, just things in the new year on Coffee with Radio Ranch Wranglers yesterday. And it's just, we really didn't make New Year's resolutions, but it's something that that a lot of people are talking about and talking about what they're going to do. And the prepper tip of the week was basically is staying on track and being a good Christian. And I was really encouraged by how many people ordered the Bible reading plan and are taking that and using it. So that's very encouraging. Today we're going to do things a little bit different. Zach was really sick yesterday, and he texted me and yesterday when we were on the radio and just said he didn't think he could put anything together. And it was just interesting the way that the Holy Spirit works. I had somebody that wrote in and inquired about the Remnant Resolves, and it was one of the videos that I've been working on, and wanted to play that today. But before we get started, we're going to have a song, and this one is Fire in the Hole. Get started. Let's go to our Heavenly Father with a word of prayer. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we thank you, Father, for this new year. We know that's just a day on a calendar, but Lord, we pray for the calendar year of 2026, and we just lift up your people across this land, the remnant, Lord, and we just pray that they can draw closer to you in this 2026 year. I pray, Father, that you continue to awaken your people's eyes, and Lord, we just ask, Father, for a blessed 26. We just pray that we can be pleasing in your sight and that you shine your face down upon us, and we pray that we can be just good stewards of what you've given us. Oh, Father, we're grateful for so many things, and we just cry out to you to save America again. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. Well, we're going to have a video, and its title is The Remnant Resolve, and it comes from a Bible camp, Rocky Mountain Family Bible Camp, that took place in 1988, and it was a long time ago. I was there. My family was there. I was about 8 years old during that camp, and after that, it was, this booklet was written basically there at the camp by a group of men. And if anybody would like this book, we got lots of them. Just write to us. We'll send it to you free of charge. Just request The Remnant Resolves. And it goes along with this video. And I think it'll make more sense after watching this video. We'll go ahead and have that video, Justice.
I think one of the most beautiful songs ever written, one that is a tremendous tribute to a never-changing God, the one that we worship, is El Shaddai.
I don't have a mic.
You don't have a mic? What's wrong?
Just use your hose.
What number?
Six?
Six.
Mike's here. Why don't we just do what we were supposed to
okay.
do? They're ready.
Do it?
Okay, I'm sorry. We're going to... Go ahead and do it. Okay, we're going to do it together.
Wait.
Okay, I want to hold it just a second. We're going to do a song that I feel like will really set the mood that has already been set for the signing or the reading of the document that you're about to hear, a document I believe God has divinely inspired and put together in order to bring about unity in the body of Christ in this hour when we need it so desperately. And so this is a very solemn occasion where we come together as a people to declare before our God that we will humbly serve Him. And after this song is over, I don't think you will anyway, but we'd appreciate if there's no applause. And we're going to ask Mike to come as soon as we're done and begin to read to you what God has given to us.
Says, Mother, oh dear Daddy, I love you, won't you try and understand? And I cannot face another night, today my wretched life I have to end. I hear my baby crying. I close my eyes to forget what I have done. But I hear my some sweet day, passion in their hearts began to rule. The life they made, they ended when the doctor said it's such a painless thing to do. She cannot bear it when its voice in the night comes ringing through. Oh God, I hear my baby crying. I close my eyes to forget what I have done. But I hear my baby crying. The unborn child whose life I took will never see the morning sun. Sarah took her life, a sweet young girl, a tragedy for all of us to see. Abortion is a monstrous thing. God knows it's murder in the first degree. So mothers, teach your daughters well the hand of God in human life to see. and the slaughter of the innocents across our land, my God, it has to cease. 'Cause we hear our babe is crying. We close our eyes to forget what we have done. But we hear our babe is crying.
Ask, we need a little sound, please. Check. I would ask Earl Jones to come forward. Mike Green. Dr. Roger Stevens. Theodore Weiland. Howard Freeman. He's positioning over here, please. Yes. James Brueggemann. Daniel Junker. Keith McAllister. Louis Hughes, Bruce McCarthy, Brad Bulla, I'm lining these men in order of signatures. Barry Bird. Pastor Watson, will you stand here? We believe that God has been working in this camp, and we believe that it was within His will, within His divine will, perhaps many, many centuries previous to this plan, for us to leave this camp with remnant resolves. I would ask Pastor Watson to read the first paragraph.
Remnant resolves. But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought Him, He was found of them. And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers and sought Him with all their heart and with all their soul. 2 Chronicles 15, verse 4 and verse 12.
Would you check the feedback, please? Whereas the Almighty Creator of the universe, Jesus Christ, our God, in His infinite goodness and wisdom, has seen fit to establish a nation founded upon biblical principles for His glory and the blessings of His people. And on the occasion of this holy convocation, we, His covenant people, unite together to express our thankfulness to an all-wise and benevolent Creator for the blessings of liberty which we have enjoyed. We recognize that our purpose in the earth is to worship God and enjoy Him forever, and that the highest form of worship is obedience to His law. We hereby recognize that because of our disobedience and the disobedience of our fathers, our great heritage of liberty is being lost to ourselves and our posterity. We therefore humbly acknowledge our gross ignorance and sinfulness and beseech the Lord God of heaven to reveal to us the pathway of repentance and restoration. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake. We therefore covenant together to seek to establish the lordship of the God of Israel, as revealed to us in the Holy Scriptures, over ourselves, our families, our churches, and all levels of civil government through the following resolutions.
Self-government. Thou shalt not follow a multitude and do evil. Exodus 23, verse 2. Resolve. As the outward condition of all levels of government are reflective of the hearts of individuals, we recognize that self-government under God is the foundational building block of families and nations. Resolved, it is imperative that in order for Almighty God to bless and prosper our nation, individual Christians must demonstrate the spirit of God's law by our relationship to our neighbor.
Resolved, we repent for our lack of self-government and humbly request divine assistance in ordering our lives to conform to the image of Christ. Family government. Resolved, the family is the fundamental God-ordained unit of a free and prosperous nation, but has been severely damaged through ignorance and neglect.
Resolved, we as Christian American parents must repent for abandoning our responsibilities in the areas of education, family prayer, Bible study, and scriptural discipline. We must create an example and atmosphere of love and godliness in the home. Our desire is to be as lights shining in a darkened and dying culture, and for our children to be prepared to carry the light of the gospel of the kingdom into theirs and succeeding generations. Resolved, every husband is admonished to display his biblical responsibility as head of his own wife and children under Christ.
Resolved, every wife is admonished to be in submission to her own husband's authority as is fit in the Lord. Resolved, all children are admonished to obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth.
Church government. Resolved, we recognize the authority of each local congregation to decide for itself its own particular form of church government. And in order to facilitate unity throughout the body of Christ, we assent to live by and to be held accountable to biblical standards as recorded in God's Word. Resolved, in order to maintain unity with diversity, without suppressing the principle of individuality, we commit to deal with controversy among the brethren, as recorded in Matthew 18:15-17.
Resolved,
While our intention is not to address doctrinal issues, because we are all growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we realize the necessity to uphold biblical standards of conduct and morality in our midst, especially as applied to ministers, elders, and leaders. Because humility is an essential virtue, and to combat slander and malicious gossip, leadership must, for the sake of God's people, submit to biblical admonitions concerning morality and accountability. It is the responsibility of God's people toward leadership to obey the scriptural admonition to receive not an accusation against an elder, but before two or three witnesses.
Civil government. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule beareth rule, the people mourn. Proverbs 29:2. Resolved. The God of all creation has through his divine providence ordained government to glorify him.
Resolved. America was established as a Christian nation to be a light unto all the world and a shining example of proper Christian government. Resolve, we recognize Jesus Christ as God, Lord, Savior, and King of all creation, and especially our own nation. We adamantly oppose any who would usurp the sovereignty and authority of Jesus our King.
Resolved. We confess our sin of rejecting Christ and his holy commands as a nation. We acknowledge that we as a nation are suffering the judgment of God for our rebellion against his law. Our leaders have followed the people in removing Jesus Christ from our national life. Resolved, we acknowledge that men who are subject to temptation comprise government. Therefore, we, as a people, will offer up supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior.
Resolved, we recognize that civil government at all levels was intended to protect the good and punish the evil. When civil government functions within these confines, we as Christians are commanded by God to obey. When civil government protects the evil and punishes the good, Christians have the right, indeed the undeniable duty, to resist this tyranny.
Economics. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swear unto thy fathers. Deuteronomy 8:18. Resolved, our nation has been reduced to the status of a debtor nation, and its people have been enslaved by the violation of the economic statutes contained in the law of Almighty God. Resolved, we repent as individuals, and call for the repentance of government for the direct violation of God's clear instruction concerning unscriptural debt and usury.
Resolved, by the use of various methods of taxation, we have been deprived of the right to property contrary to God's law against theft. Therefore, we, God's covenant people, call for a repentance by our government of all unscriptural methods of taxation as outlined in his law.
Resolved, God's law demands a nation to establish a system of just weights and measures. As Jesus drove the money changers from the temple, so we call upon our nation to seek God's face concerning our efforts to return to a biblical economic system. Resolved, We acknowledge the biblical principles of economic release and desire that every individual in all levels of government attempt to return to those principles which please our Heavenly Father.
Law. For the wicked surround the righteous, therefore justice comes out perverted. Habakkuk 1, verse 4. Resolved. God is the great lawgiver, and all legitimate law comes from Him. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, He will save us. God and God alone is the source and origin of all law. There is neither good law nor bad law, but rather God's law or no law at all. Resolved, the Lord God of heaven has revealed His law to us through His written word. He has testified to His written word through the law of nature. However, God's special revelation concerning law is to be found in the Holy Bible.
Resolved, the law of Almighty God is the binding force on all men, regardless of their political persuasion or personal beliefs, and the ultimate happiness of man is dependent upon his obedience to God's law in every area of life. Resolved, no man nor any group of men has the right to create law according to their personal values. The role of civil authority is to administer God's law.
Resolved, there has been a concentration of power in the hands of a judicial legal elite, and this should precipitate the greatest concern in a nation where limited government, the consent of the governed, and separation of powers are the cardinal principles of law and government. Resolved, any man or group of men who seek to plunder under the cloak of law or who seek to negate the law of God forfeit their authority and becomes a despot and a tyrant. They are a terror to good works and must be exposed and resisted by whatever means heaven has provided us.
Resolved, the remnant of Israel is impelled to challenge those evil, small-minded men who seek to pervert justice and who openly rebel against the law of God. We commit them to the one great lawgiver and judge, that He will judge them according to His righteousness. Resolved, because Christians who understand the kingdom of God have unique access to the principle, to the knowledge of God and His truth, they have a responsibility to influence civil law to conform to God's standards.
Resolved, we as Christ's covenant people cannot condone any act of government which compels performance upon our fellow citizens, making any action or inaction criminal by man's laws, which is not also a crime by God's law. Specific moral issues. Resolved, we admit the lack of Christian charity has brought us to the precipice of destruction under the tyranny of an oppressive welfare state. God help us to once again shoulder our responsibility and return us to pure religion, to care and provide for the well-being and welfare in all spiritual and temporal matters of the widows and orphans in our midst. We Christian Americans recognize this biblical responsibility and will encourage dialogue and discussion among our people towards the vehicle and means to achieve this endeavor.
Resolve, our prison system is unjust and unscriptural in its intent and implementation, but even more, our courts and prison systems are being used to hold many men and women without due process of law. We have an undeniable responsibility to remember our brethren in bonds, to support them with true Christian charity, to pray to Almighty God on their behalf that He will vindicate them, and to support families that have been afflicted by this travesty. For I was hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me.
Resolved, he is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. It is blasphemous to regard Antichrist as God's chosen people and to allow them to rule over or hold public office in a Christian nation. Christians have a duty to promote and uphold godly principles as revealed in his law, statutes, and judgments, and a corresponding duty to oppose Antichrists. Shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord.
Resolved, the right to defend one's life, family, liberty, and property is a God-given right, supported by Scripture and illustrated in God's law as seen in nature. Any person, group, or government which would attempt to deprive one of this right, or attempt to persecute, prosecute, or punish one for exercising this right, violates God's law and is an enemy of God's people. Weapons are essential for self-defense, and Jesus admonished his followers to purchase a sword. A firearm is the modern equivalent of a sword. Thus, gun control in any form or manner is in opposition to God's law.
Resolved, aborticide is murder. Sodomy is a sin against God and nature. Interracial marriage pollutes the integrity of the family. Pornography destroys the purity of the mind of the individual and defiles the conscience of the nation. God, forgive us of our iniquity in these matters and cleanse us by thy swift judgment, and in thy wrath remember mercy.
Resolved, we as a people must promote only virtuous and God-fearing men to positions of authority at all levels of government, both religious and civil.
Resolved, we the undersigned pledge our firm reliance upon God's divine providence and invoke his mercy on his people and his blessings on our land.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14.
We'll begin the signing process. Almighty Heavenly Father, we're privileged to be in this insignificant spot in the world. But Father, we pray that you would see to it that this event would not be insignificant. That your mighty power that was exhibited in the days of Joshua, Gideon, Moses, all the Bible greats would once again be exhibited in our land. Let the world know that there are people who have covenanted together and who have resolved and who have pledged and placed their signatures and have lifted up their hearts to a God who saves his people. And we in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, that you'd hear our prayer, that you carry these resolutions out across the land. Would be our prayer today that it might work as a small spark in a great forest. We know, Father, it takes your spirit in the hearts of people. And so, Father, we call upon you to do so. Have mercy upon us as a sinful people. Forgive us of our deeds. Forgive us of our ignorance. Be merciful to us. But we cry out to you to save us. May all of us be behind us. And may you give us the strength carry them out. And Almighty God, we're so grateful from the bottoms of our heart that you've told us there shall be victory. And let the Antichrist know that we believe it. And we pray it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Song. So you may be seated.
Thank you.
And that was from 1988, The Remnant Resolves. A little bit different, but I hope you enjoyed it. I had talked to one person here recently that requested us, to, wanted to see that video because they actually attended in back at that Rocky Mountain family of Cedar Ridge in 88. And, yeah, most of those men have went on to be with the Lord, or are sleeping, waiting the resurrection, I guess I should say, but a lot of stuff has changed since then. As we prepare our hearts and our minds for communion, I want to start by reading 1 Corinthians, starting in verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup, also after supper, saying, "This is my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we thank you for this opportunity to come before your throne to partake of your covenant. Lord, as we today, we ask, Father, that you just apply that blood to our lives. Lord, we pray for great things to happen in 2026, and we just pray that we can be found in the shelter of the Most High. We pray that you guide and direct your people on what they're to do and how they're to prepare for the things of the future. We ask, Father, for your hands to be upon. We rise higher and higher, and that you bring down our enemies lower and lower. Lord, we come before you and we're thankful for this, and we're thank you for the blood that was poured out so that we can have life. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. You may partake. And the message that we had, the Timeless Pulpit message, is by Earl Jones. And this one was recorded in 1992 at another Rocky Mountain Family Bible Camp.
Now when the children of Israel were taken captive by King Nebuchadnezzar into Babylon, they were brokenhearted. Their captors came to him and said, "Hey, you Hebrews, song, you're famous for your music." But they were too sad to sing. And here was their response. "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yeah, we wept when we remembered Zion. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yeah, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our hearts upon the willows in the mist thereof when we remembered Zion. Hanged our hearts upon the willows in the mist thereof when we remembered Zion. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. When we remembered Zion.